The guards who provide security around the shops and residences of Baltimore's Harbor East are trying to unionize. They say their employer, Brantley Security, has forced difficult working conditions on them, and they say they hope a union will help them address those conditions. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the officers are seeing some support from City Hall.
David Carter started a production company to help talented young people in the city chase their dreams. But he's been working as a security officer in Harbor East to make ends meet until that company gets off the ground. In the 5 months since he started there, he says he's noticed appalling working conditions.
I used to work a post called 301, and it's also called retail. And you're on that post for 11 to 12 hours. And out of that 11 to 12 hours, you must stand in one spot for three.
That was this past winter when temperatures were in the single digits and the wind chill below zero.
Some officers, I saw them stand inside of the stores on retail, but still with the door opening and all that, and you still have to go back out there. It's not keeping you warm. It's just making it even worse.
Carter said he had to get a doctor's note to explain to his supervisors that he cannot work outside in the brutal cold temperatures. Another Brantley security officer told City Council President Jack Young similar stories about the working conditions.
She also said that when she went out on a maternity leave, there was no benefits for her.
Young introduced a resolution in the City Council last month supporting the efforts of the officers to unionize.
I think it's a constitutional right of workers to unionize if that's what they so choose to. And I understand that Brantley's is the only one who have not given their employees, the right to unionize.
The officers began working with 32BJ, a regional arm of the Service Employees International Union, about a year ago. They delivered a petition with the signatures of more than half the officers to Brantley project manager Glenn Fuller at the end of March. Carter says Fuller accepted it at first, but later changed his mind.
He said, "We just can't accept it. We don't think this will be the right thing for the company."
Carter and others say Fuller threw the petition in the trash.
That right there showed me, showed my coworkers, showed everyone that you didn't care about our right to speak. You didn't care what we wanted, and you felt as though it was trash.
Jason D'Agostino, Brantley's regional vice president, referred questions to the company's corporate office in Nashville. Corporate spokesman Jim Burnett failed to return repeated calls for comment. Meanwhile, the officers have received the support of the Baltimore City chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Its president, the Reverend C.D. Witherspoon, called Brantley slum employers.
If they are okay with appearing that way, then that's their business. But I think that the way that they're treating these officers is quite frankly inhumane.
Witherspoon says the officers deserve to work in a fair and healthy environment and to be treated with decency and respect.
The fact that this job, Brantley, appears to be very, very resistant to that appears to me that they want to continue this culture of abuse of workers.
David Carter says he and his fellow officers want to be able to take home paychecks where they don't have to struggle paying bills.
If you're working your tail off all week and your check is not reflecting what you're working, and you're with security, there's something wrong with that.
A hearing on the resolution supporting the officers' unionization is scheduled for May 14th. Young says he hopes a company representative will be there. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.